morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tom. You made it sound like you were just waking me up.
You? Good morning, Tim.
Wakey, wakey.
It kind of feels like I do need waking up right now. For whatever reason, it's kind of... It's only been a couple of days this week, but it's felt quite long already. So maybe you're the one who needs to be waking me up.
Maybe, yeah. Yes, it's...
Good morning, and yes. Welcome to our podcast for today, NBC Connect.
Hooray!
A weekly podcast designed to help you connect more to God through what we're doing, connect to each other through understanding that there's both collective listening going on, and by the fact that it's an opportunity for me and Tim to connect with you. We're able to do it in lots of other ways. We've got so many things going on. We were just talking before we started recording this podcast about just how many things there are happening and how many things that we've got in the pipeline to come up over the next few months before we are hopefully able to say, let's get back to it. Everything is normal. We're not stopping. We're still keeping going with so many things. Mm-hmm. And it's also an opportunity for us to reach out to other people. At the height of the pandemic last year, we were getting more than 500 listens to this podcast, which is pretty incredible for a church of our size. So it's wonderful to have you with us, and it's great to be able to connect with you each week through whatever form of media it might be, whether it's through video, through Sundays, through Bible studies, through Alpha. If you're young, then through Cubs, youth group, kids, whatever it is. And, of course, our weekly Wednesday podcast. It's so good that we're able to join you in your ears today.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. We had a prayer meeting on Monday evening at the church, and just thank God for technology. Imagine this period without technology. It would have been an incredible challenge, wouldn't it? And I know technology doesn't always work very well, or consistently sometimes. But wow, what an incredible gift we've been given with this incredible technology that has helped us keep us at least connected. But it's just lovely to know, isn't it, that there's a beginning of some change happening. Great to know that. You know, some care homes are planning for visits now with a nominated person, and meeting outside with somebody else can begin to happen on the end of March, is it? And it's good. Yeah, so it's all good news. But
there's lots of dates, aren't there? There's lots of dates, yeah. But actually, I think what the overall feeling I've got is that we are coming out of this now. We're at this stage where we've had one new normal last year, and we got plunged back into it. So it's our opportunity now to. Have a second shot at what the new normal looks like. And
schools have gone back, of course.
We can see it coming, can't we?
Yeah, schools have gone back, obviously some challenges there. Yeah. I'm sure if you've got kids who've gone back to school this week that get a little mixed emotions, I guess, of being glad they're not in the house, but also a little bit unsure as to how things are going to go. But let's hope and pray, you know, over time.
Do you actually think that, Tim? Do you think that some parents are going to be wondering, oh, I'm not quite sure whether my kids should be going back?
Well,
do you really think that's the case? Or do you think the parents
worried
are ready
about
to
them, maybe.
Throw them out of the door?
I can't imagine any of the
kids... I think that's a very fair point. Worry... Some of the kids are very nervous. And as I suppose that we mustn't forget that in all of this. I think there's a feeling that... kids have been desperate to get back into school to be with their friends, but that brings with it a real sense of nervousness and real uncertainty, because I think that over time we're going to see more of what we saw before, where school years are going to be off, where there's going to be forced isolation on people, there's going to be positive tests coming back that if they weren't in school wouldn't be happening. There's just so much uncertainty, and I suppose I think our prayer is that each of the young people will have clarity on the way forward, will be able to see a way through this, to be able to look ahead to a future where face masks and COVID tests aren't required. And for those guys who are in the crunch years, who are sort of in that 16 to 18 category, I really hope that they're able to kind of power through these next few months. For those who are 18, that they're able to really look ahead to getting the grades that they need to get to university. And for those who are in that sort of GCSE, what used to be AS, but now they don't exist, that 17-year-old, that first year of sick form or college, I really hope that they're able to have a really positive experience of learning, because I think there's been an incredibly disjointed, year? We're now at a year, aren't we? There's been an incredibly disjointed year. We're not going to have another podcast happen before schools shut, as it were. So schools began to close pretty much a year ago on Monday. So
quite amazing, isn't it?
And we're going to continue to see how it happens.
And this is where faith as well kicks in, doesn't it? You know, and we've, thinking about the young people that we have the privilege to be to have as linked to our church, and thinking back to my youth group days when I was that age, you know, they were really important times to be part of a youth group. And I was privileged to be at a church where there was probably, 50 plus kids, sort of teenagers around my age, within 2 or 3 years of my age. And it was an amazing group of people who we just did everything together, you know. And I mean, a lot of that was based in the church, of course, but we just seemed to have a lot of fun together. And I look back to those times with real thankfulness to God of just sustaining through those years, not only having other people my age, but also the adults who just invested time and patience and faith into us, you know. And I look back on those days as so important to how my sort of life turned out, really, in terms of trying to be a follower of Jesus. And as much as I'm not sure, a lot of Bible stuff was poured into me, or I listened enough, but actually just keeping together was so important in that time, wasn't it? You know, and being accepted as part of the church, and being trusted as part of the church, and being given responsibility as part of the church as well. It was a real grounding of to build some strong foundations. And I'm just thrilled, you know, of having come to Newcastle Baptist Church to see that it's the same here, really, you know. And I know a lot of love and care, you know, is invested into our teenagers here. And Tom, you've been doing an amazing job of keeping connected during this time with them. But I think you've had some great Sunday evenings with them as well, haven't you, over this time?
Yeah. So of course we were able to meet up in person,
of course,
towards the end of last year, and it was all a bit weird and strange, and you know, it wasn't what we wanted it to be, is a fair thing to say. I think we actually probably had a more enjoyable time when we were outdoors than when we were indoors. But actually, you're right, that the connection side is actually the thing that is probably the most important. And I'm sure some people might be a bit upset with me saying that. But actually, the relationships that we make are the thing that are going to drive us forwards. Mm. And if that brings with it commitments, then that's fantastic. And we love getting stuck into the Bible as a group, but we also love just playing silly games, you know. One of the games that we love playing at the moment is a really silly one where in the group, three people are aliens and everyone else has to find out who they are. And it's all, we can do it because it's on Zoom. It sounds really bad, but like it, with the technology and everything, we're able to do these things probably better than we could have done in person. Because when we're in person, we have to deal with the church Wi-Fi, which is reasonably good. However, when there's 20 young people all trying to get on it at the same time, it has a tendency to kind of have a little grind to a halt. So if everyone's on their own connections at home, it works perfectly. And it's been great to sort of explore what meeting up looks like. Mm. And actually, you know, one of the words that we've been saying a lot this episode already has been connecting. And it's been interesting to see what connecting with each other looks like. And it's gone through various different forms over this period of time. At the start of it, we sort of had that really informal nature of just, you know, let's just have a big group chat tonight. Whoever's on, just like join the video call for 15 minutes or so. Let's just check in on everyone. Let's find out how everyone's doing. And, you know, what that then leads on to is us realising, actually, we can do this. We can actually sustain having a chat with some games and whatever for an hour or so. Because actually, at that point, everyone was feeling pretty isolated from one another. And then that evolves into, okay, how can we do what we were actually going to call the youth group online? And that was kind of, I think, start of May that we really took hold of saying every week, Sunday, 6 till 7:30, we're going to have as close to a youth group as we can do online. And, you know, it looked very similar to what we did in person. Mm. It actually had a really similar feel. There were games, there was a time to unwind and relax and just chat about what's going on. The time to look at some sort of topic each week at our youth group, short of it being a purely social week, which we probably have one a term where we sort of encourage the young people to bring a mate along or something. We'll always have time for discussion, and 95% of the time it's biblical. There are some weeks when we look at just a current issue, and I'm not going to try and shoehorn the Bible into it if there's some latest craze that we need to talk about. Because actually part of, I believe, my job is to really just build up and lift up these young people and get them living in the modern world that is very chaotic. And so then we evolved to that. And then as time went on, we did all sorts of things. We had the outdoor festival in the summer, which was so much fun. Just being able to kind of do family together, sort of have that sense of togetherness, and eating pizza in the back garden of church, watching along with loads of other people all across the country, one of the evening sessions from New Wine, and just sort of having this time together. And then we were plunged back into a lockdown. We just got everything back to normal. Well, not normal, but you know what I mean. We just got everything back into being able to do things in person, having that time of fellowship with each other. And then we had to stop it all. Mm. And we haven't been able to reopen. And we will not be able to reopen our youth group for quite some time going forwards as well. There's very strict rules happening for young people. And you know what? I'm all for it. I'm all for us getting the young people back into school, giving them the opportunity to get a footing there, and then look at what impact that has. But you're right, we've been able to look at some really interesting stuff, and I guess I suppose I should share with you what we've been doing for the past 2 weeks. We've been looking at, I guess what I can say to you listeners is we've been looking at worship. To the young people, we've been looking at the things that they love, and it's kind of that. What we've gone on is a bit of a journey looking at the various things that we're passionate about. And then, you know, you go on a journey. You have to with young people, but everyone does this, and we should do this with older folk as well. We sort of go on this journey to say, these are the things that we love, but actually, are there any of those that we perhaps know are causing us to not be able to have the relationship with God that we might want to? Or are there things that are taking up too much time? Are there things that are getting in the way of doing things we know are right? So, you know, I won't say names to embarrass anybody, but someone said that they recognise that they're up till 4 a.m. playing video games every day, but the reality of it is that that means their coursework is getting left until the last minute every time. And so we begin to draw out, okay, so, you know, what's the approach that is a healthier way of doing it, and what needs to happen to allow that to take place? And, you know, we talk about these things, and whilst you could say there's nothing directly biblical in that, what we're then able to do is say, look, this is what happened in the Bible. This is what Jesus said about this. And on this occasion, we looked at a passage from the Old Testament, from Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 6, which comes right after the Egyptians the Israelites have just left Egypt. And the Israelites, of course, had been in slavery for 430 years by that point. And over that period of time, they had literally forgotten how to function as a society anymore. They were really struggling to figure out how to spend their time and what they should be devoting themselves to. Now, they didn't have slave masters to focus on. And of course, I think they understood that God was there with them, but they were starting to just put lots of other things in the way. They were putting loads of things before God. And so this is from Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 6. And you may recognise these words as being the very start of the Ten Commandments. And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to a thousand generations of those who love me and keep my commandments." You might be thinking now, goodness, that's quite a tricky little passage to talk about with a bunch of 11 to 18 year olds. But actually what we were able to do was then begin to say, well, what this is saying to us is that God really is wanting to be the very center of our lives. And so how can we do that? What things are we putting in the way? What barriers are coming in the way? And what do we need to do to allow ourselves to have that mindset? And we broke out into little discussion groups, as we do each week. And when we came back from it, it was really interesting to hear some of the things that had been talked about. And one of our amazing young people said that for them, the way that they do this is by asking themselves the question, and it might sound cliched, but really it shouldn't be. They say that when they approach a situation, they ask themselves, you know, what would Jesus do in that moment? So take a choice of A or B and you're not sure. Ask that question. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus want us to be doing? And it's about that mindset of saying, if I'm not sure which is the right option to take, I'm going to ask God, okay, how am I going to decide this? Which way do I go? Rather than just absolutely head first heading towards one path. And, you know, we all know what these blockades that come up before us, these barriers that are set out. And they were, you know, our young people are brilliant. They came up with all sorts of things. Money is something that people affix themselves to. Women, if that's one of the things. All just so many different things. Video games, you name it, they came up with it. I can't remember all of them now, you know, and it was really interesting to just listen. And I know that for the other people who are leaders who join us for these youth group onlines, we're continually astounded by some of the things that they come out with, pretty much always in a good way. As we just listen and learn, and we see that, you know, Tim, you were saying earlier that you weren't sure just how much Bible was coming in from your time as when you were part of a big youth group. But actually, these young people, they just are so astounding in terms of the things that they've picked up. Yeah. And bringing kids up in a church is a wonderful thing to be able to do, even if it doesn't, you know, give an entire knowledge of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Judges, and so on. What it does do is grounds our children and young people in faith. It gives them a footing. It gives them a in a way, a leg up. It gives them a moral grounding. It gives them so much. And it then leads on to a life following Jesus and discipling with people. And, you know, you come back to the youth groups. I know over this period of time through lockdown, people who used to be my youth leaders, I have loved connecting with them because it's a continual journey, isn't it? These young people, I'm already starting to see some of the older ones. They genuinely become your friends, don't they? And you can learn so much from them, and you can still offer so much to them that actually these young people, we're going to keep investing in them constantly because A, they're worth it, but B, they actually want this. They want to have this thing of God being at the center of their lives. And so it's our job to say to them, how can you do it?
And I think it's just beautiful to listen to them. And I'm sure you must, I know you're not that many years older, but you are older than them. We'll have to say that. How they read the Bible, you know, in the context of their lives, their culture, their upbringing, it's so important for us to hear that, you know, that contextual situation, you know, because we're all products of our context, we're all products of our upbringing, we're all products of the situation we live in, our generation, whatever it is, you know, our teaching, how we've been taught to read the Bible, etc. But I think just to have that sort of fresh set of eyes on it and to hear what they have to say. I mean, of course, you know, if there's heresy and error, then of course, you know, you will point that out to them. But, yeah. You know, they are trying to read the Bible, you know, in their situation. And it's so refreshing to have that. And I think, you know, as an older person, I learned so much from just listening to people who are younger than me, and people who are older than me as well, of course, because again, you know, it's the same journey that we're on. But that ongoing conversation about scripture and what it means and how it applies and how we you know absorb it and live it, you know, it's so important for all of us to be able, in places where we can understand that. So I'm sure you must get a lot of pleasure and joy out of hearing what they have to say as well.
Mm.
And I love that phrase that you read, you know, that this ongoing commitment that God has to us as well. And I think, you know, again, you know, as a young person to hear that, you know, showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me. I mean, I can't even imagine what that means, really. But, you know, 1,000 generations ongoing, you know, God's continuing outpouring of his love. You know, and we understand his love through scripture, don't we? We understand his love through Jesus. We understand his love through the cross. And so continuing to engage in that and continue to experience it, you know, is so crucial for all of us to do. And it's great, you know, whenever we meet for Bible study, whatever age we are, online, it's been really enriching over this period of time to just be in a virtual room and hear what people have to share with that as well. But yeah, keep cheering on the young people and keep supporting them, and we'll keep praying for them very much at this particular time as they face their own personal challenges with education in particular, and the choices they have made, and into the workplace as well. Brilliant. Mm. Thanks, Tom. You're doing, yeah, thank you for all that you're investing in them. And I'm sure they're looking forward to getting back together again as well sometime.
Oh, for sure. You can't imagine. We still haven't found a way to do dodgeball on Zoom. I don't know whether that was a staple of your youth group, Tim, but it just...
No.
For whatever reason...
Table tennis.
Well, table tennis just doesn't quite hit off in the same way. We have a table tennis out each week, and of course when we were having to be socially distanced, table tennis was a fab one to play, because you're literally 2 meters apart because there's a giant table between you. But it never... Table tennis is one of those things that some people get, some people don't, but dodgeball has this unique ability that even if you're the worst person at dodgeball in the world, you can still somehow win.
Brilliant.
And it's amazing. So we can't wait to be able to do that. It doesn't really work outdoors either, because we have to use the soft foam balls, and they fly away a bit outside. So, one day soon. One day soon we'll be back lobbing balls at each other's faces in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Amen, indeed. Brilliant. Great stuff. And
we should pray.
Let's pray. That would be a good thing to do, and bring that towards God.
As we've done each week, we want to finish by using the words from Unite 7-1 for prayer movements all across the world, designed to pray against COVID-19. We know the end is in sight, but actually that's not the case across the world right now. In the UK, we have got a very clear roadmap going forwards, but there's so many countries that are saying this prayer where for them there is actually no end in sight. And so we join with the churches from countries all across the world in praying together now. Just one verse to read to you before then, from Isaiah chapter 59 verse 19. So they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, for he will come like a rushing stream which the wind of the Lord drives. Let's pray. Lord, we long for a period of time like the one described in Isaiah 59, a day when your name is freshly known and revered around the world. Many of our meeting places have been shuttered, we've been quarantined and distanced. Many of us have even faced renewed persecution, deep social unrest, and the lack of life's basic necessities. the physical, emotional, mental and relational toll on the world we have been called to serve is immense. And so we are desperate for your intervention. Heavenly Father, make your name known among the peoples of the world. Revive us, we pray. Freshly empower us to proclaim the gospel in our communities, cities and nations. As your glory is freshly revealed on the earth, may the light of your countenance dispel the darkness.
Lord, our world has been flooded with sorrow, pain and hopelessness. As much as we are thankful for the wonders of modern science and medicine, only you can drive back and dispel the waves of darkness battering hearts and minds around the world. We are convinced this present darkness in our world is the very canvas on which you will display your glory. In the name of your precious Son, Jesus, we cry out with one voice. Send a fresh wave of your Spirit to shatter the powers of darkness and immerse our world in revival and worldwide awakening. We cry out for your powerful breath to drive back COVID, along with the terror and despair in its wake. Breathe on us. Breathe on us, we pray. Freshly fill us with your Spirit so we might have the power we need to serve you today. Come like a mighty rushing wind and awaken your slumbering body, the Church, all around the world. Amen.
Amen.
Whoa, what a prayer.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We look forward to seeing you at any of the things coming up over the next week, whether it's Alpha or Book Club, Church on Sunday, Youth Group, Kids Online. What else is there? Prayer meeting? No, we had a prayer meeting last
Monday.
There's so many things. So much happening. Have a wonderful week. God bless you, yeah. And we'll chat again soon.
Yeah, God bless. Keep in touch. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.